On your ride home, check out the Mitch Albom Show at 4 p.m. Now to get your day started, here's JR Morning with Chris Renwick, Lloyd Jackson, and Jamie Edmonds.
You know, Donald Trump only has one blemish on his record during these primaries in terms of who he's endorsed and who's won. And that came in the great state of Iowa for governor. His endorsee did not win. And as a result, Donald Trump's been labeled this kingmaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what this shows is in the primaries, Donald Trump carries a lot of weight with his own party. Donald Trump still has cachet amongst Republican voters.
He does.
Whether you're a Republican and you like that, disagree, the numbers don't lie. And it does seem that there is an arms race here in the state of Michigan for Republicans running for governor that do want that vote. And that was the topic that ML Elric covered in his piece. And ML Elric, the On Guard government watchdog reporter for the Detroit Free Press, joins us this morning to talk about it. ML, good morning, my man. Good to have you.
Good morning. It's a good way to start the week with you boys.
It's good to have you.
It's good to have you.
So let's talk about this. It's obvious that GOP gubernatorial candidates want this endorsement.
Yes, this is the sort of thing where if you don't have it, you can't win. They all agree, even if they won't all cop to it. And the only reason they won't all cop to it is because nobody has it yet. And so they all want it. Now, whether they'll get it or not is another question.
And, you know, some people would argue that these Republican candidates aren't just running against each other. They're competing for the president's approval. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I think it's certainly they're competing against each other because one of them has to win. They have to get votes from people in Michigan. And as I wrote on Sunday, you know, the big vote is that guy's registered in Florida. That's
right.
The president. But if you are competing against these other guys, and then one of the other guys has President Trump's endorsement, then it's kind of over. So, yeah, you are competing for President Trump's endorsement. The only scenario where you don't have to compete for President Trump's endorsement if he decides not to endorse in Michigan, and that's an open question right now.
Well, and of course, you go back in history, and Donald Trump's candidates that he backed in primaries, even against incumbents, have not necessarily always come through on the winning side. So how does this change when we get to a general?
Well, this is something that Nixon said 50 years ago, is you kind of run to the left or the right in the primary to win over your own people. Then you run to the center in the general election to try and put together a majority. And you're absolutely right that President Trump's choices in 2022, Tudor Dixon, Matt DiPerno, and Christina Caramo got crushed in the general election. But if you don't get that nomination, if you don't win the primary, you don't get a chance to compete in the general election. So you really do have to make sure you get Trump on board if he's going to get into a race. And then you worry about what you're going to do next. And I think this is one of these things where candidates say, one race at a time. Let me win this one, then let me figure out how to win the next one. Mm. So it's, they really, you know, the only way these candidates can survive without Trump's endorsement is if he doesn't endorse anybody. But as I wrote on Sunday, you can see that they're doing everything they can to make themselves look the most like Trump. So even if he doesn't endorse in the general election, somebody can say, look, if this guy says he's Trump Jr., if you didn't like Trump, you're not going to like them. So this is a tough call for these candidates.
ML, what does this say about modern politics when one individual's approval can just overshadow the policy debates and qualifications and experience?
Well, it says that we have become very, very siloed, I guess. I wish I could come up with a better term, but that we're
kind of
packed into one little corner. Yeah, tribal, or I guess the other way I would look at it is we're kind of like chickens that are afraid. We're all huddled in one corner of the coop waiting to see whether someone's going to come in there and kill us or let us go. And that's kind of unfortunate because the only time you really don't see somebody work really hard to have the support of the leader of their party is if they think the leader of the party is toxic. And Trump's poll numbers have been very, very tough. But he's also proven this year that if he says no, you're dead. So we're gonna keep squawking in the corner of that coop.
I almost always look towards the former governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin's campaign. When he was running for governor of Virginia, and of course a purple state as well, he kind of kept Donald Trump at arm's length. He welcomed it in when it fit his policy path, but he never really actively, openly wanted the Trump endorsement. And again, at a little bit of a different time, that was around, you know, the 2020 election, things like that. So things were still a little hot, but he never actively, openly welcomed that endorsement with open arms. Is that, you think, the path in which some of these candidates should take?
Well, that's a great observation. The differences, I would say, between Virginia and Michigan is Virginia governors serve only one term.
Right.
So you just got to get in. And that's also a bluer state than Michigan. I think it's gone for the Democrats almost in every election for the last 20 years, whereas Michigan, you know, we decide where the nation goes. But I do think there is a path for someone to say, boy, all these guys, they want to be just like Trump. I'm going to be just like whoever's best for Michigan. No one has taken that lane. And I think the one candidate who may have been most likely to run like that was Tom Leonard, who was running right in single digits and who dropped out and then endorsed John James, who's trying as hard or harder than anybody else to say, you know, I'm Trump Jr. So, you know, Michigan seems to be a state where we can't quite navigate that. But Youngkin was very, very adept. He said he kind of was the a la carte candidate. You like this Trump stuff? I'll do that. This
right
stuff you don't like, I won't do that. It worked for him. But again, it's a little bluer state than we are. But these races are so close, it's just hard to say. And I don't remember if Youngkin had really a formidable opponent, whereas, you know, James is a congressman. Perry Johnson has all the money he could possibly want. Mike Cox is a former attorney general. And Eric Nesbitt is a very respected and well-liked leader in the legislature.
Yeah. And, you know, after all your reporting, ML, what do you think is the most important question that Michigan voters should be asking, maybe that isn't getting enough attention right now?
Boy, that's a great question. Here's a question that I have for Michigan voters. So I'm going to flip it. I'm going to say,
okay,
when the hell are you people going to hold people responsible for their promises? We have all these candidates who go in there, they promise us stuff. Reporters show that they don't keep their promises, and we keep sending them back. Because until voters decide to make them stand up for what they said they believed in, they're going to keep running the same game on us over and over again, and nothing's going to change. The real contest is, which lies do we think voters like the most?
It does seem to be a trend here in the state of Michigan. Yeah, certainly. ML Elwick, always appreciate catching up. Thanks for your time this morning. A great piece in the Free Press.
Yes.
We'll talk again soon.
Thanks. Check it out at freep.com.
Yeah, you
All right.
Got it. That's,
see you, ML.
That's ML Elwick. Meanwhile, coming up on the other side, Xi Jinping is headed to North Korea for a meeting with Kim Jong-un. What does that mean? What does it mean for the ongoing negotiations with Iran? We'll talk to Jonathan Savage on the other side. But first at 7:44, time for WJR's Eye on Engineering with Chris Klontz.